told you last week, we didn't get across to the other top of the other page, did we?
No, we got down to sheep.
Well, yeah. That is from where I'm starting today. I've got to get you a little bit across to the other page, so that then we can really get our teeth into the word. I had a funny dream a few moments ago. I thought I saw Charles.
Yes, he did walk in.
And he walked out again.
I don't know.
He's starving.
All right. Right.
In the back end.
Let's do a quick from Mishnah Tavshili. In the Mishnah it says that on the plate he brings two Tavshilim. He brings two dishes. Steward two dishes means not the outside dishes, two cooked foods.
Right.
Yes. He brings two Tavshilim. Omar Ravuna Silko Varezo. Ravuna said that it's beetroot and rice. Rova Havu Mihadra Silko Varezo. Who will be nofit me pume de Ravuna? And Rova would go after beetroot and rice because it came out of the mouth of Ravuna. Not the beetroot and the rice came out of the mouth of Ravuna, but that the two dishes meant beetroot and rice. And Ravuna was his teacher, and if his teacher said beetroot and rice, he went out of his way to get beetroot and rice. Omar Ravashi Shmamino Mid Ravuna. We understand from Ravuna less the Chayish Lahod Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, that he is not susceptible to that of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. The Sanya, because we learned in the Barais, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Omer, said Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Oreis min dogenhu. Rice is a type of grain, that it is one of the grains for which from which to be chometz. And if it becomes chometz, then, and he eats it, he gets excision. Don, are you with us?
Yes, what?
Excision. E-X-C-I-S-I-O-N. Kores.
Kores.
Kores. Yes. On chimutza. Now, you know that these grains become chometz very easily. The classical determination of chometz is if it comes into contact with water. Immediately water touches it, it becomes chometz. But I want to tell you that it's not only water, it's dampness. And it's not only dampness, but it's moisture. Moisture in the air can also already cause it to become chometz. And when one makes a matzah for Pesach, one takes the grain and one examines it. One goes to as many bags as one can and one examines the grain. And if one finds there that there is a seed that has started, it's already starting to grow. They're absolute chimuts. Then it's no good. Usually it's a whole lot that has to be invalidated then. The whole shipment has got to be invalidated. But it's very easy for it to turn chometz. The Odom Yotze Bogede Chabosev Pesach. And if it didn't turn chometz and a man made matzah from rice, according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, he fulfilled his obligation on Pesach. So obviously, Ravuna is not of that opinion, because Ravuna says that you've got to have oreis, and it's a tough shit, it's boiled. So boiled rice, and it's definitely chimutz. He says that's all right. He says, because Dogen is that. Now, the Sfardim Paskin that they actually use rice and Pesach, because we don't Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. We, however, don't Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, but we do regard rice as second degree chometz, and we won't eat it on Pesach. But if a person is ill or there's nothing to eat, of course then we permit rice. Chizkio said, these two dishes are filu dog uveitzo she olov. It used to be In the old days, I believe they do it nowadays too, they take a fish, let us say a trout, and they dip it in egg, and it's surrounded with egg, and that is the way they prepare it. So, said Chizkiyahu, that is also regarded as the two dishes for Pesach. Of course, we don't know yet what the two dishes are for. What do we need these two dishes, whatever it might be?
Because it's smeared,
it's dipped in, it's got, yes, it's dog and it's egg. So the Chizkiyahu says that is also considered two dishes. Rav Yosef Omer, Rav Yosef says, Tzorich Neimine Bosor, one should have two types of meat. One is in remembrance of the Korban Pesach, which is brought on the 14th, and on the 14th, as an ancillary to the Korban Pesach, there is brought a Korban Chagigo. And David, are you with me? A Korban, a sacrifice, mm-hmm. for the Chag. So we have one tavshil, one dish to represent the Pesach, and one dish to represent the Chag. So we today, what we do is, we use a shank bone, whatever that may mean. I never know what exactly a shank bone is. Or my wife usually uses from a chicken or a turkey, she takes the wing, and she roasts that, and that is Zroa Tuna Tuyo, the outstretched arm of Hashem. So consequently, that is represents the Korban Pesach, and boiled egg, that represents the Korban Chagigo. But those are the two dishes. Yes, Mark.
Is the Korban Chagigo always brought Erev Yontif?
And Yontif also, together with the important korbanos, that is brought a Korban Chagigo.
But when is it? Okay, on Pesach, actually the Shechita is on the 14th.
Yes.
What about like Shavuos? Would it be brought
in the morning? In the morning, yes.
So you would not have it at your night meal?
No.
Okay. So, and the only reason why Chagiga is early so we can eat it together with the Korban Pesach?
It's part of the Korban Pesach. It accompanies the Korban Pesach. It's not part of the Korban Pesach. It accompanies the Korban Pesach.
So that makes the Korban Chagiga on Pesach slightly different than the other Korban.
Yes, but we have the Korban Chagiga for the morning also.
A separate Korban.
A separate Korban Chagiga for the Korban that has to be brought in the morning. This is for the Korban Pesach.
And that would be called the Korban Chagiga on the 15th.
On the 15th, that's right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's right. Ravino Omar, said Ravino. Afilu gromo uvishulo. Ravino said, even if you've got a bone, uvishulo, and that in which the bone is cooked, the soup, that is also alright as the two meaning, one for Korban Pesach, one to represent the Korban Pesach, and one to represent the Korban Chagigo. Says the Gemara. Now comes a new thing. Says the Gemara. Pshito. This there is no question about this portion. Hey chode iko shor yorokos, where there are other greens or herbs or vegetables, mavorech hasheor yorokos, maybe he makes the brocha of borech pri adomo, and he does the tibul rishon. You remember the tibul rishon, and he does the tibul rishon with sheor yorokos, with other greens. He does it with celery, he does it all with parsley, or with radishes, or with potatoes, whatever it might be. And the ikur sheor yorokos mavorech hasheor yorokos borech pri adom, he makes borech pri adom v'ochil, and he eats v'hodir mavorech halachilas more v'ochil. And then afterwards he makes a brocha al achilas morer and he eats. Now, for our purpose, I'm going to learn this. For the amount of knowledge we've got about the sugya in the moment, I'm going to learn the vahodev avorech, and for the tibul sheni, he makes the brocha al achilas morer v'ochil and he eats it. That's for the tibul sheni. Right?
Where is
the sheni? No, you weren't here last week. Tibul means dipping, and you dip you dip the borer either into a relish or into a sauce. What's the third thing we had? Relish or sauce?
Or
a dressing. A relish of sauce or a dressing, you see. But we'll come back to it and then you'll be able to catch up on it. If there is only chaso, what does he do?
What's chaso? The lettuce that's also...
Well, it's also a type of lettuce.
But is it the type that's suitable for... That's suitable. The chazer is specifically a name of a type of lettuce. Is that
it's
right?
a type of lettuce. What have you got in the English translation for chaso?
What if he has lettuce only?
Lettuce only. And what have you got in the Mishnah? Have you the form of metabel bechazeres? Also lettuce, I'm sure.
It's also chazeres.
Oh, here's the Gemara. Heicho de leko elo chasomai, where he has only chaso, what does he do? So he hasn't got parsley, and he hasn't got cress, and he hasn't got potatoes, he's only got lettuce, and lettuce is used for morally the tibul sheni. Omar Ravuna said, Ravuna meiko bevorech meiko ramore beripiu adomo. First of all, he makes the brocha for the tibul rishon, bari pri adomo, the ochil, and he eats it, but he himself mevorech ali alechil as more of ochil, and afterwards in the tibul sheni, he makes achil as more and he eats it. The same chasa, yes. Maskiv lo rav chisto.
Rabbi, sorry.
Yes?
Can you just say that part real quickly over again?
You have to start a little bit. You've got to start at the beginning of the Rav. La. Eicho. Says the Gemara. Eicho de leko ela chaso. Where he has. Eicho means where. Where there is not. The leko there is not. Elo accepting or only or but chaso letters. My, what does he do? He's got only letters. That means that the only thing he's got in the table as a vegetable, as a greens, or as a herb.
And is chasa just the Aramaic word
for chazeres?
For chazeres, which is Loshen HaKodesh.
Which is Loshen HaKodesh, or it's Loshen HaMishnah.
Okay,
fine. Yes. Omar Ravuno said Ravuno, Mevorech Meikora Amorel, Berepi Adomo. Then first he makes over the morer, because the chas of this lettuce is the morer.
Okay.
First he makes borek priya adomo, the ochil and he eats it. But he's the servant for the tibul sheni, mavorek ole alachilas morer, the ochil. He makes alachilas morer and he eats it.
Who is self means for the later one, actually?
He's self means for the latter one, yes. Lance, are you with us? Soul only or body too?
Both
is all good, but if I can have either body or soul, I prefer the body.
You've got that in
Remnant
at the moment, but it appears to be.
Fine, right. Maskif lo Rav Chisto. Said Rav Chisto comes to the attack. Rav Chisto asks a question. Ach, Hashem, Milei Kreiso, Amenu, Chauzeru, Mevorecho, Leo? Says Rav Chisto, I can't understand this. You say he makes the brocha for the Tibul Rishon. Bore priu adoma, and what does he eat? He eats the chaso, and the chaso is the morer. Then when it comes to the tibul sheni, what does he use? Chaso again. So he says, mile krete menu, he fills his tummy with it, and afterwards he comes and he makes another brocha over it. That isn't nice. That isn't nice. I ask you to come and have a meal with me. So you have a jolly good dinner before you come. A five-course dinner. And then you come to dinner. And the hostess gives you your dinner. I don't feel like it. Gives you soup. just a very little. She gives you 2 spoons full and you leave 2.5 spoons. Then the meat comes. Oh, no meat for me, thank you. No, are you a vegetarian? No, I don't feel like it. Some potatoes? No, I don't feel like potatoes. Just give me 1/2 teaspoonful of rice. That's right. Is that the way you come to a meal?
Just once.
First of all, and the people reach and he has chas or he has more. And then again, the people say he's had already. He's filled his tummy with it, and now he comes with a tibul sheni. Elo omar achisto. Oh no, zilda. May I kore mevorech olei bari priu adomo va'alachir asmorir va'ochil. He says, in the, if he's going to use chaso or chazeres, which is really borrowed, for the tibul rishon, says Rav Chisto, then let him make borei priu adomo and achilas moral, both mitzvahs, and let him eat it. So it means that he is yetzer with moral for the tibul rishon. Believe itself, ochil achilas chasor, and in the end he eats the moral below brocha, without a brocha. That's what the trouble is.
Are you saying to say 2 brachot and then eat 1 piece of food?
Will we do that in any case? Well, we do that with the batza. We say, Baruch Atu Hashem Lakeid Melech Olam Ametzi Lechem Min Oretz, Baruch Atu Hashem Lakeid Melech Olam Hashem Rishon Mitzvah V'Tzivonu Al Achilas Matzo, and then we eat. Also two brachas for one eating. Right?
Still be the same if you're making
Shechiyam or something. Or other beads, can be, yes. Basuria in Syria, Abikravuno, they did listen what Ravuno said. Ravuno said that on you, if you've only got chaso or chazeres, then in the tibul rishon you make borei pri adomo and you eat it, and in the tibul sheni you make alachilas morer and you eat it. So you are really yates on the second one. So in Surya they did like Rav Huna, but Rav Sheshes b'rei de Rav Yeshua, and Rav Sheshes the son of Rav Yeshua, Ovid k'Rav Chisto, he did it like Rav Chisto. That is, if he had only chaso, then in the tibul rishon he said b'rei pri adomo, and he said Hashem Yisrael mitzvah tzivon alechilas morer, and he ate it, and he was yetzer. When it came to the tibul sheni, the tibul sheni was just what was the tibul sheni? All he did for the tibul sheni was he made no brocha at all, right?
Yeah.
He ate it. Yes.
Fine.
Yes, he made no brocha for it at all because it's already made a mercy, so it's part of the meal. And the law kavosid Rav Chisto, and the law is like Rav Chispa, that where he's got only chazeres or only chasen, which is the same thing, he's got only lettuce, that is the moral, that's all the greens he's got, he hasn't got anything else, then for the tibul rishon he makes borei priu adomo and achilas morer, and he eats it, and he's yetzer for the tibul rishon. And for the tibul sheni, he makes it without any broch, he eats it. Rav Ado b'rei de Rova mahader asheor yerokos. Rav Acho, the son of Rav Rova, used to go out of his way to find some other greens or vegetables or herb, whether it is watercress or parsley, or potatoes, or radish, or turnip, anything else, la'afuki nafshe mi plukto, in order to take himself out of any machlokas. So there they all agree, that if he takes karpas, for example, they all agree, for karpas you make borei pri adomo, and then afterwards when it comes to the moral, you use the chazeres, and for chazeres you make alachilas moral.
Rav Chisto, the direct disciple of Rav Huna. had that many times before. Rav Lista is usually directly after Rav Huna, so how can he...
It can happen. It can happen. Rav Lista asks a question on him.
Yeah. Rav Sheshes is... must be a good question, because that's how he passes.
Yeah, passes like that. Rav Sheshes is much closer to Rav Huna than Rav Lista. All right, and that ends that piece of Gemara.
Another question I had was, which it came up earlier. We had Rashbam quoted earlier that Maror has to follow the Motzi because of the Pasuk in the Torah. But of course, when we do it today, the Maror that we do is the Rabbanan, it's not the Raita, because we don't have the Korban Pesach. So the question is, when the Chachamim made that Takana that we do the Mitzvah Maror, is part of the Takana that it has to be after the Motzi? Or is there just an independent bracha independent Mitzvah of Maror, which can be done either before we eat or after we eat? In other words, if part of the Tzakana is that it must follow after the Motzi,
yes,
as it would be Deraita, then if you did it earlier, you
couldn't be Motzi. Usually the Chachomim are Mesachin Ke'en Deraisa. When they are Mesachin something, they are Mesachin like Deraisa. We've got it with Kiddush Rabba on Shabbos morning. They like to make it like the Deraisa. That is, it must be a full course. Mustn't be a close pogrom, and all these dinim, which applies to the kiddush in the evening, applies to the kiddush in the morning.
So in that case, that might account for why Rav Chista says that we have to make the bracha aleph elat maror. No, I'm sorry. That might account for Rav Huna, who says do the maror after the motzi.
Right.
Maybe.
Can be Billy said. But we haven't gone into depth in anything like this. We just want to get an idea. And now we are ready to go back and to go into this whole thing into depth. Now, I think it would be a good if we took our...
To understand in that note we're talking about over here, according to Chizos, the point is that they can't find another vegetable of any kind.
It really isn't. They've only got kazeres.
Why does that seem so difficult for me to believe that even in the most difficult circumstances, you go outside and it's, after all, it isn't the springtime. There are plants growing, even if it's not a typical vegetable for a vegetable garden. You could pick something which grows in the ground and use it. If it's only used for dipping, in any event, and you're eating less than a kazayis, in any event, that's what I find it difficult to do, that you only have chazeres, that there'd be nothing else there.
A couple of weeks ago, a drought which lasted for over 2 years in South Africa was broken. Now, spring in South Africa was September, was spring. There was nothing green. The parts of South Africa, there was nothing green at all. Animals all died. The animals died. They were lying by the roadside. People were beginning to die. Those people who couldn't get away to the other places died. Just nothing grows. Drought was something that was a very, very terrible thing. You understand? It can happen that there is nothing else. Sometimes it's a question of money. They're very poor. Very poor. When I was in Eastern Europe, there were children that had never tasted an orange. An orange. Never tasted an orange. And this was already when it was much better. I mean, this was in between the two world wars. Before the First World War, the staple food of the Jews in the villages was herring, bread, potatoes. And it was the potatoes that saved them. And that if Eretz Yisrael writes about Sir Walter Raleigh, and he says he is of the Hasidic Uvasa Olam, and Yesh Lo Chelik Ve'Olam Abo, because he introduced the potato into Europe, which saved so many lives from starvation. People used to die. So that Tiferes Yisrael says, Sir Walter Raleigh is from Hasidic Uvasa Olam. So you can imagine what it is. You know the great famine in Ireland, what was it, 1840 something? When was it? 1840 just wiped them out. You've got no idea what the hunger was. So before the First War, this tapered down for all the Jewish people the whole week. Herring, potatoes, herring, potatoes, and bread, and kasha. They used to get barley and boil up some barley. It used to be sort of porridge. That was the thing. The whole week they used to have it. Follow it, you know. We are living in.
I just want to say that it wasn't the preferred time. I think you were supposed to.
No. All right. Now I would advise you to use your Agodas, and we are at that part of the Agoda on page 1, where it says Karpas. That we have the Karpas. And we are starting on page Kuf Yud Dalet, the Mishnah Kuf Yud Dalet. Hey, we Ule for no. They brought before him. But it doesn't tell us what they brought before him. It just says they brought before him Metabel b'chazeres. He dips with the chazeres, with the lettuce. He dips with the lettuce. He doesn't say what they brought before him, and he doesn't say into what he dips. He just says metabel b'chazeres. So we don't know what that means. What do we do if we don't know what it means? We go to Rashi or to the Rashbam. What do we learn from there? What do they say? What did they bring before?
Yerokos.
So they both say Yerokos. They brought before him Yerokos. The Rashi says Yerokos, and Rashbam says Yerokos. Now this is immediately after Kiddush. So now they bring the Yerokos, Metabel b'chazeres. He dips with the chazeres, but it doesn't say into what he dips. What does Rashi say? What does he dip into? Rashi says he dips into chazeres. Ad shemagia leparperes apas. This is before he comes to the dessert of the bread. It can't mean the bread, it means the matzah. And the dessert of the matzah, that which comes after the matzah, is the morem. So he says, and this is what he has until he comes to that. This is the morem that he has until he comes to parperes apas. That is what the Mishnah tells us. Heviu lefon of matzah, v'chazeres v'charoses u'shtei et avshirim. They bring before him matzah, lettuce, charoses, and 2 dishes. Afar pisha ein charoses mitzvah. Says the Mishnah of the Tana Kama, although charoses is not a mitzvah, nevertheless they bring it. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzodik, omer mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzodik says charoses is a mitzvah. What kind of a mitzvah is it? Because it says in the Torah in this week's Sedra, Vayamoraru chayeyem, and they embittered their lives with mortar and with bricks. They had to make the mortar, they had to take the mortar and the bricks, they embittered their lives. So we make the charoses a zecher latit, in remembrance of the mortar, that's what we have the Zezeh. So Rabbi Ezer, Rabbi Tzadok says that's a mitzvah. Now, with a Mikdosh, and in a time that is still unsatisfactory. But what I would like to do with you, I would like to run through the Rashi and the Rashbam on the Mishnah. And if there's anything that we find strange, we'll have to stop. Let's take the Rashi first. Hey, you lepon of Yerokos, they brought before him greens. Metabel b'chazeres. Says Rashi, Zehu loshana Gemara. This is the language of the Gemara. It doesn't mean he dipped the tabe b'chazeres, he dipped into the chazeres. It doesn't mean that. It means he dipped with the chazeres. Kidisan yole'el, as we learned before, Hashamish metabe b'vnei ma'ayin. The shamish dips. You can't say into the intestines, because the intestines is neither a relish, nor is it a dressing, nor is it a sauce. It's a solid. It's the intestines of the animal which one prepares as a hors d'oeuvre. Lefishe kol ma'cholim al yedei tibul. All their food was by dipping. They would always dip into a sauce, a relish, or a dressing. But Tavel b'chazeres, Rashi says he dips with the chazeres, kloma, that is to say, im ein shom yerek acher, if there is no other greens, metabel chazeres b'charusis b'ocher, he dips the chazeres into the charusis and he eats. Fine. There's only one thing that is troubling me at this stage, and I don't know whether we'll be able to solve it. And that is, Rashi says, if he's got no other greens, then he uses chazeres. Because it's strange to use chazeres. Chazeres, after all, is the modern. We're going to use it for the table shaving after the eating of the matzah. Stuart, are you catching up with that? We're going to use it for the table shaving after the eating of the matzah. Nevertheless, if he has no other yerokos, he uses chazeres, he uses lettuce, says Rashi, and he dips it into charoses. What would be the position if he did have chad yerokos and kolma cholam the tibul, and all the eating is with tibul? Certainly, what does he dip it then, the chad yerokos, if it's crisps, parsley, potatoes, turnips, radishes, into what would he dip it? Well, how do you know? You say charoses? I don't know. Can't hear from the Rashi. We can't hear from the Rashi. It's possible that if it's Shal Yerokos, he does that. Charoses, he does. Moro, for Moro, there is charoses. For a reason we don't know yet. Because we don't know enough. But as far as we have gone, we are able to say that charoses, that we could say in the Rashi, either that for if it's Moro, then it must be charoses. If it's all your rockers, I can say it needn't be charoses. I can say it must also be charoses. I don't know. But we've got to leave it open, and we've got to be aware that we've got a problem there that we haven't solved in the Rashi. But let us go further. Mark, you with me. Let's go further in the Rashi. Ad shemagia lepateret sepas, kodim shiagia leusa chazere shehu ochel achara matzah. This is before Adya, means before he comes to that chazeres which he eats after the matzah. Shehu mevorech alea al achilas morer, where he eats there al achilas morer. Now, if you will look, you will find it. You will find it. On what page is it?
Nine.
On page 9, you are quite right. Morer. Baruch Atu Hashem Lekein Me'achor Mashik Rishon Mitzvah Tzivon Alechilas Morer. That is that one. So those are the two, Tibur Rishon and the Tibur Rishon. Now says Rashi, the Tibur Rishon, and what is the idea of the Tibur Rishon? Says Rashi, Kedei Sheyakir Tinek V'Yishav, in order that the child, the little one, should see that there is a difference, and will ask a question. That is, Rashi is telling us what we learned in the Gemara. David, are you with us? Rashi is telling us what we learned in the Gemara. Because the child sees that human beings don't eat, knows that human beings don't eat grass before they have their meal. Only animals do that. But a human being goes straight to his meal. He doesn't have a salad before his meal. First has an hors d'oeuvre, and then he has his soup. And then he has his meat, and then he uses it to be with the meat and salad, yes?
I don't understand. Is the child asking why the person, why we don't wash and eat bread and do what we normally do? Or is
just,
the question just that we eat salad?
You bring the grass to the table, and you eat it. He's never seen this. He said, what's this about? So you tell him because it's Pesach, it's different. You're going to see it's going to be different.
Okay, what I don't understand is, if it was a normal meal at that time and they washed and they had bread, they wouldn't ever serve this grass at the table.
No.
Never would have.
No, in California they do. But not in civilized countries, they don't do that sort of thing. This is animals. If you watch a bear in the Yellowstone Park, you know there's the Snake River. Have you ever seen the Snake River there? Beautiful river. And the bear, he first goes and eats berries, and then he goes into the water knee deep, and he catches fish, and he never misses. Catches fish and eats the fish. First he has grass, berries, and things like that. Then he goes in and he catches his fish. Human beings, the child knows that, he says, it's not a chain of getting bread or a bear. Get it, go to your suuda.
But we do eat. Sometimes. We
eat, yes, but your meat, you eat it.
Yes. He was asking, we never.
Who is he?
Excuse me.
Milton. Milton what? Milton, yes.
Dr. Mendel was asking, if I understand you correctly, you were asking, do we ever have these things at our table? Were you not?
Well, I was asking, did they ever have them at their table at that time?
Not at that time. Oh, no.
They never ate.
No.
They had greens with their meat.
With their meat, they could have it, but they would never have it before the meal.
No, he meant at any time.
Did you mean that?
No, I meant at their meal.
And during the meal, yes, but later on in the meal. Not at the beginning of the meal.
Never at the beginning of the meal.
No. A veal of one of Acher Oso Tibur. They brought before him, after that Tibur, Matzo Moro Vacharoses Ushnei Tavshili, after that Tibur. You see how he works it? And although charoses is not a mitzvah, they brought it. And further on in the Gemara, Porichit asks, how will we love mitzvah? Since charoses is not a mitzvah, my sinner, what have you got to put it on the plate for? Why have you got to bring it? And the Gemara gives its answer. Then I don't want to tell you what the Gemara is, because I'm going to take away some of the excitement that we will soon have if I tell you what the Gemara said.
Earlier was, I think it was Rava, that salad stimulates an appetite.
Very good, yes. Yes, very good. But this isn't on this. This isn't on that. This is not to stimulate an appetite. There's very little that you have in any case. This is not to stimulate an appetite. Anyway. Yes?
I meant to ask something else before. Was it Rufiza? We're talking about a situation where there's going to be a lengthy pesach between the first time, the first people, and the second people.
Yes.
It's certainly more than achilas pras, much more. So
yes.
Why would that be a problem? In other words, the person would have developed an appetite for the same thing. The analogy doesn't.
Yes. I didn't explain it to you like that, but I want to explain to you something else. You know, bread you can have a lot of it, you don't tire of it. Meat, you can have quite a, you can have, they use steaks here, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, most people can manage a whole steak. Some can even manage two steaks. But when it comes to a delicacy, it's a little bit more different. It's a delicacy. But that's not the point. It's not how much you can manage. It's gone is the novelty of it. Gone is the novelty of it already. If, for example, you are at a dinner, and before you go into dinner, and you're all in the lounge or in the drawing room, and they are serving spreads and they're very delicately made.
Small fish.
A small spoke. Sardine is very
delicate.
It's small fish. And they serve the spread and that. And then you come to the dinner and they serve it again. the novelty is gone, you see. Yeah, that's what Bolle Kreisa means. It doesn't mean he's
good. But the point is, the reasons for the two tables are different, are they not? The first one is to stimulate the children. Is the second one for the same reason?
No, but you've had it already from the culinary point of view. You've already tasted it. So there's no chiddush in it. And the tibul sheni is the main thing. There you should feel. We don't eat matzah before Pesach. It takes away the novelty of it.
Mm.
We don't even drink wine during the Pesach offering. It takes away the novelty of it. We don't even have nuts because it's going to be in the chalosis. Takes away the novelty of it, you see. This would take away, that's what he means. Mole Kreisa, he's tired of it. It's not a novelty anymore. All right, let us do the Rashbam, please. Hey, view the full of our Yerokos. They bring before him the Yerokos, the greens, Acha Sheberech HaLayayim, after he's made the bracha on the yayin, metabel bechazeres, he dips with the chazeres. All are anxious that you should know. He doesn't mean he dips into the chazeres. You see why Rashi and Rashbam are so keen about this, because he says you can read metabel bechazeres. He dips into the chazeres. Then the question is, what does he dip into the chazeres? Or you can say metabel bechazeres, and you're still left with the question. You translate it, he dips with the chazeres, and then you can say, into what does he dip with the chazeres? So whichever way you take it, one is one thing. So, but you said, so very careful, is Rashi, is very, and the Rashbam are very careful to learn. This tabe bechazeres means he dips with the chazeres. Zeu loshna gemore kibasan yereel, as we learned before, hashamish metabe bivnei me'ayin. He dips with the intestines, nefishi kol ma'acholim ayyedei tibul, because all the eating was through dipping.
Rashi and Rashbam usually very, very short with their words. I mean, they could have said metabe bechazeres, perhaps. Why? Is telling us more. Is this something to the level of the shamus here?
No, it's just a proof. And Tosfos will bring still another proof. It's a proof that this is the language. One says like that. Because the first inclination is he dips into the chazeres, you see. The high tibul, yes, Daniel.
Is there a reason that it wasn't more specific? Is there a reason that we're learning something else?
Well, don't forget that the Rishonim are about 1,000 years after the Mishnah. It's a long time. It's true that Rabbi Yehuda Anosi completed the Mishnah, let us say the year 200. You can't be pretty far wrong. And the Rashbam lived in the 12th century. So even that is about 900 years. But this Mishnah was in existence long before the Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. Rabbi Yehuda Anosi only redacted it. But it was in existence before. Baha'i Tibur, you follow?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a question of the language. The language changes.
Mm-hmm.
So it just explains, this is what the Mishnah means. Baha'i Tibur love the Charoses, who says the Rashbam, but this Tibur is not in Charoses. Diametrically opposite to his grandfather. Kirik Tori Lakamon, as it says further on, Hey Viula Fon of Matzah Vachazeres Vacharoses. They brought before him Matzah Vachazeres Vacharoses. When did they bring it? After the Tibul Rishon. So if he says they brought Charoses, Avaraya, you've got to say that there wasn't Charoses before. Michlal Da'adayin Lo Hevi'u. They didn't bring it. v'hachaziris lav davka. And then it says chaziris, it doesn't mean that it's got to be read, got to be letters. Elohim ein shom yerek acher. But if he has no other yerek, I might say that he can't use the chaziris because the chaziris he's got to use for the tibul sheni for the morel, and it's wrong to eat it before the time comes to eat it. He says no, but the business is matabel b'chaziris. He does dip with the chaziris. Not only does he dip with the chaziris, but ochel and he eats it also. Although that is going to be the same substance which he's going to use for borel.
We were doing chazora. Alan Shaw asked, usually when Rashbam says differently than Rashi, he specifically says, this is what my grandfather, this is what Rashi says, Delo Nahira, it's not clear to me. In this case, the Rashbam doesn't quote Rashi at all.
Yes.
Perhaps that he didn't, was not aware of Rashi's
language
on this? Or
no, because Rashi is a whole school like not only Rashi. There's a whole school. You see, we'll come to that. There's a whole school that had that view. Not only Rashi. But now, Rashbam, we've got clear. Rashbam says for the Kibbul Rishon, you don't use Charoses. Because, and we can understand the reason. Because if you're going to use Chazeres and Charoses, you've got the mitzvah of Moral there. And the mitzvah of Moral has got to be afterwards. As he says, Matzahs Morim Yachdu, as he says later, Ad Shemagila Paperas Apas, Kodin Shemagila Oso Chazeres, Shehu Ochel Acher Matzah. He says, this is done before he comes to that Chazeres that he eats after the Matzah, Shehu Mevorech Alachilas Morel, where he makes the Brocha Alachilas Morel. On page 9, 7. What is the page?
Nine.
On page 9. The chiv, because it says al matzos umerorim yochlu, they should eat it matzos with bitter herbs. Bitter chilo matzo. First comes matzo, the achakach morel, and after morel. The tibul rishon zeh, says the Rashbam, and the first tibul, kedei sheyakir tinok v'yishav, that the tinok should notice it and ask, lefi she'ein b'nei odom rogimim v'echal yerech kodim v'sehidot. It's unusual, so this will awaken the curiosity of the child for him to ask. Bei bi'u lefonov, achar oso tibul, it is really may be o. He brings before him achar oso tibul, after that tibul. Just look exactly how the Rashbam has got it. In the Mishnah, it's got hey viu. The Rashbam's girsa obviously is may be o. When someone brings it lefono before him achar oso tibul matzo v'chazeres uveis tavshilin. The matzah and the chazeres and two dishes, upper teacher in charoses mitzvah, even if charoses is not a mitzvah. I'm sorry. Achar oso tibul, matzah the chazeres uveis tavshili. That is the stop there.
You have to add in charoses, right?
The charoses should be added in. And now it says, upper teacher in charoses mitzvah. Uvi Gemara Pori Chayil v'Lav Afal Pichay El Charoses Mitzvah. Charoses is also brought in. Uvi Gemara Pori, and the Gemara asks Chayil v'Lav Mitzvah Lo V'Maisi Lo. If it's not a mitzvah, why do they bring it? Shnei Tavshilin. What are the two Tavshilin, the two teachers? Uvi Gemara Meforish Keneged Mi. The Gemara explains that we've already had the Gemara. To what does it correspond, these two dishes? And it's told us one for the Korban Pesach and one for the Korban Chagigo. And now we've done the Mishnah and the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Rashbam. I just want you to know, we have done the Mishnah, but when you do the Rashi on the Mishnah, then you see that when you did the Mishnah without the Rashi, you didn't understand it. And now you think, I've done the Mishnah, I've done the Rashi, now I understand the Mishnah. Then you do the Rashbam. But when you've done the Rashbam, you see that before you didn't understand the Mishnah and the Rashi, but now you understand the Mishnah and the Rashi and the Rashba. That is as far as we get. When we go a little bit further, we do the Tosfos, we'll see that even we did the Mishnah and the Rashi and the Rashbam. Now we know we didn't understand it until we did the Tosfos. So let us now go to the Tosfos. Straight away. Says the Tosfos, Hey, Zi'u Lefonov, they brought before him. Those are the opening words of the Mishnah. Says Tosfos, Piresh Rashbam, the Rashbam is Meforesh, Yerokos, greens. Tosfos takes the Rashbam. He knows the Rashbam. He says they expect Greeks. Says Tosfos, the Einire. Doesn't sound right. Doesn't sound right. The Einire. Mida loketoni behedya heviu lefon of chazeres. Because it doesn't say explicitly they brought before him chazeres. They brought before him letters. And now he dips with the letters. So if they don't say that he brought before him letters, then how can you say that they brought Yerokos? Kiritoni v'somuch, as it says later on, Heviu lefonov matzo, they brought before him matzo. So Yerit should say Heviu lefonov chazeres, or all of them, or Yerokos. It should say so. It doesn't say so.
Because it doesn't say so, you assume they brought what?
I don't. I knows nothing until I knows what Tosfos is.
So is that because Tosfos says they didn't say Yerokos?
It doesn't say Yerokos. It says how can I assume it's Yerokos? It doesn't say Chazeres. How can I assume
it's Yerokos? What was Tosfos
assume? Let's ask Tosfos. What is he? So what do you assume Tosfos? Says Tosfos, but near there, I would say Kepirish Rabbeinu Chananel. As Rabbeinu Chananel explains, of shulchan. It means they brought before him the shulchan. Shulchan ad achal kiddush, because one doesn't bring in the shulchan, the table, until after kiddush. For ala shulchan munach chazeres, and on the shulchan lies the chazeres. That's how the chazeres comes there. So they bring in the shulchan. I've got two questions to ask.
Of course not.
He says it can't be Yerokos because it doesn't say Yerokos. So what then is it in Shulchan? But it doesn't say Shulchan. So what kind of a Tosfos is this? And then he says they bring in the table, and what? And on the table is the chazeres. So now, first he has an objection to the Rashbam, that he says Yerokos, it doesn't say Yerokos, and to correct it, he says they bring you the table, and they bring you the chazeres. It says neither table nor chazeres. What is this? How do we understand? How do we understand the Tosfos? I mean, the Tosfos has got to make sense. If it doesn't make sense, it shows I don't understand.
Do you
have
a table from
the Oh, no, you weren't here when we did that, Morris. But they, in those days, used to have small tables. They used to have small tables. In front, low tables, because they used to sit in couches. And these tables used to be used only for the eating. Before the benching, they took out these tables. And Tosfos, explained that in the time of Tosfos, they already had a big table. So laws changed because you couldn't take out a big table. So laws were already changing. But this is speaking when they brought in the, each one had a little table in front of it. So for Kiddush, they didn't have it. So Tosfos says, after Kiddush, they brought in the table.
Now the table was a room?
Yes. Now.
Okay.
So, yes.
But it be that the Mishnah leaves out something.
Yes.
We would understand what is the normal case. If something different than the normal case, the Mishnah has to come and say so. The normal case is that after Kiddush, on any Yom Tov, we then bring out the table.
Very.
So that's what the Tosfos saying. Take it as the normal case.
Very good. That's exactly what it is. I would go even a little bit further. Do you remember the Rashbam says here, that's very good reasoning, may vi ola fornof. What does may vi ola fornof mean? One brings, not to him, one may be, oh, how does it, may, one brings before him would be may vi la fornof. What is may be ola fornof? One brings it is the phenomenal suffix. One brings it before him. I would say here that what it is here, heavy O. He brings it. What Tosfos says, heavy O. He, it means he brings it before him. What is it that he brings before him? He brings the Shulchan. The only thing is, Rashi and Rashbam learn that you bring the platter together with the matzah and the chazeres and the charoses. You bring it after the tibur rishon. The Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam learns Bidechilo mosgin kous lechol echol ve'er echol u'mavorech bore priya gofen va'omer olof kiddush ayom uzman v'shose. That's the first Mishnah that we learned, the other piece of Gemara. Va'achakach, and after he's made kiddush, mavorech al yetilas yodayim v'note yodo, he washes his hands, and he, as it says in our Haggadahs, on page 1, Rach Erchatz, he washes his hands, and the note yodov, umevi in shulchan oruch, and they bring in front of him a shulchan oruch, a prepared table, the olof, and on the prepared table is moror, the yerek, acher, and another type of yerek, he wants to, that they should be karpas, umatzo, vacharoses, the gufa shall kevish a pesach uboser chagigo shall yom arbo oser uvizman azeh meibin ala shulchan shnei minei boser echot zeichel a pesach veechot zeichel a chagigo. So when do they do that? After the washing of the hands, before the karpas, before the tibur rishon, they bring that, and on the plate there is the chazeres. That's from where he gets the chazeres. And that is the way Tosfos learns it. Maskilum avorech bore priu adom adoma. Then he takes them and he makes a bore priu adoma. Got it? That's the way the Rambam learns. I should have told you to bring Rambams. It would have been nice, wouldn't it, Dev? But please remember the Rambam is Hilchos Terkos. It's Hilchos Chometz Matzah, Perek, the 8th Perek. Beginning of the 8th Perek. But we still have to refer to that. Charles, are you with me at least in so?
At least in so, you got me right.
Rabbi. I prefer body.
I know.
Yeah, right.
No,
right.
Possible.
Right. Now, let's go further. Yes?
There were two questions in the case.
Well, those are the two questions. The first one is, what he makes it worse. He says, how can you say that he dips in the chazeres? How can you say Shal Yerokas? He doesn't say Shal Yerokas, that he brought Shal Yerokas. And the second question is, and the second question is, what does it mean, from where does he get the Chazeres? So now I say that he learns like the Rambam, and it's obvious like that. Immediately after the washing of the hands, before the tibur rishon, the whole platter is brought on. And on the platter is chazeres. That's from where he gets the chazeres.
So what difference does it make?
The difference makes, I'm learning it, heavy O. He brings it, heavy O, lefodav, he brings it before him. And take that together with Mark, with what Mark said. The usual thing is immediately...